When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In a world of pure imagination.
Is that not the best song of all time? It might be the best song from a movie.
No, the best song from any movie. I don't know. You can't really. Is like the Star Wars theme. That's a song.
Yeah.
Theme song.
It's a theme song. It's different. It's a different entity. It's a different entity. I tell you what, we'll throw this topic, Willy Wonka and Pure Imagination, into our other assorted items and such on this episode, which we'll be discussing lots of. Plus, we've got Taylor Swift to discuss. We've got Joe Biden to discuss. And of course, we have Jeffrey Epstein to discuss once again. All that and more. You swirl it around. Send it down the river of chocolate, pick it up on the other end, and it's a podcast. In case you're wondering why the Willy Wonka reference is up at the top of the show, just prior to this episode, we had family movie night at the school screening Willy Wonka, which I'll share with you in detail.
Was it called? I thought it was just called Wonka.
Oh, is this one just Wonka? It might be just Wonka. Yeah, I don't know. I get confused with it all.
You want to make a, my theory is with biopics, this is like a biopic, but it's like a fictional biopic.
Right.
I think, right? You just get the last name of the last name of the person, and there's your biopic. That base, then it just writes itself.
Like Balboa?
Balboa. I feel like there's a, what was the other one that just came out? French general.
Short guy. Napoleon. Bonaparte.
Napoleon. Last name. Just one name. You take the first or the last name. Ray. There's another one.
Ray. That's a good one. Yep.
Capote. And you just get, that's all you need. And then it's like Oscar worthy.
Balboa is my favorite, though, because after naming all five movies Rocky, he finally decided we've run out of it. We'll just do Balboa.
What's his middle name? Just go with that.
What is his middle name?
No one knows.
Probably Giovanni or something crazy, right? Something like ridiculous. Anyway, it's a Friday episode, Frankie C. Welcome aboard.
No, thank you.
What was Erin saying? Something about not a blind top five, but a different game?
She has an idea for a new game.
New game.
If you want to try it tonight, she's ready to roll it out.
Yeah.
We could try it later.
I would love to try a new game. This is exciting. Yeah. How will it be received? I don't know.
Well, we'll try it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because everybody loves blind top five, and now what?
Right.
What do we expect next?
We'll see.
Hold on. Look at this special graphic I just made just for this occasion.
Oh, wow.
See, huh?
There's the official. Now you can't change it. From now on, that's it.
Nobody can question the production budget on this podcast. I'll tell you what.
I like how you started big, but then ran out of space. Jammed the AME in the back, at the end of it.
Like a true 7-year-old. This is how my kid writes. It's the same thing.
That's same perfect. Thing.
I like to see Joe Rogan pull this off. Suck right? It, you bald bastard. All right.
Son of a bitch.
I like Joe. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, let's get into the Epstein thing because it's very quick and easy. We previewed this for you a couple of episodes ago, but we talked about the fact that Ron DeSantis couldn't save the country, but he could perhaps save some people. He has signed into law. We talked about the fact that he could sign into law and planned on signing into law. He has now signed into law a bill down in Florida. It was a bipartisan bill that both sides agreed on that will allow for the release of records from the 2006 Florida grand jury trial that gave Jeffrey Epstein that sweetheart of a deal. Prosecutors allowed Epstein to plead guilty to only a single prostitution solicitation charge and basically effectively almost tried to let him and all his cronies off the hook with no sort of recourse whatsoever. How did he get that? What were the testimonies? What were the basis of that grand jury trial that started this all, that allowed this to happen? Because there was a grand jury that was like, okay. What did that all sound like? What was that all? What was it behind all of that? We'll get that released. I don't know when, but it is a bill. You know how a bill becomes a law. It's a bill. It'll go through the process, and eventually we will get this information from these people. So that's a good sign.
That's good. I'll take it.
I have to say, and we're going to move on because that's really it. But I have to say, a lot of victories in the world of the Epstein victim lately.
Keep it going, man. What the hell? They deserve all the victories.
Yes. This finally feels like a lot of good redemption. Still a long way to go, but a lot of good redemption in the meantime, which is good. So
keep that train moving, man. That's a good momentum.
Yeah, well, I hear that train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
We made a record.
Dude.
We made a record.
It looks like you're going to. Maybe I am.
You're not going to be that little boy with his finger in the dam anymore.
You know, Joaquin could play Joe Biden. He's got the stuttering part down.
He could play anybody. I was, you know what? It was funny. I remember when the Napoleon came out, the trailer came out.
Yeah.
I was like, I looked over at Aaron. I was like, he's not even trying a French accent, is he?
Mm-mm.
Completely. No. Didn't even, just because you're Joaquin Phoenix. Like, there's probably hundreds of people that tried out for that and was like, I could do the perfect French accent. And I looked like Napoleon and this and all that. And they're like, no, we're going with Joaquin Phoenix. Can he do a French accent? I don't think so. I mean, we didn't really ask him. Come on, man.
What if I show up and just read the lines and you see my face and they're like, oh, it's Joaquin Phoenix. And they're like,
That'll do. Yeah, whatever.
That should move some units.
Yeah. Wear this vague Napoleon outfit and you should be fine.
Yeah. I heard that we got from
Party City.
There you go. Costume departments in Party City. I heard he pound some ass in that movie. Did you see it? No. Yeah, I heard he gets a little graphic on the sexual front in that film.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. There seems to be like a trend of like, we need sex in movies, which is kind of weird. But I guess maybe it's part of telling the story and his character. And
I don't know, man. I feel like lately, not to be a prude, but a lot of sex scenes in movies, they keep going. They like, we get it. And then it's like, it's gratuitous after like the first 30 seconds of it. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go already.
It's because it's weird. Maybe is this because of our age or because it's played out? This feels like an old man. This feels like an old man complaining conversation. But when they,
I feel
when
like
they
write some more story. Let's go.
Yeah, like, but when they go and when they like go down to the bed and then they like slow pan up to the drapes and shit, it's like, do we?
Well, that was an old thing that they don't do anymore. So that, you know, it's a trend that kind of faded away, right?
Yes, yeah. But I'm like, it seems like a waste. Like there was a, not a spoiler alert, but Morning Show, the Jennifer Aniston show, and who's the other one, the blonde that I like a lot? She's like the only blonde I like.
Reese Witherspoon.
Thank you. Witherspoon, there was a scene in that where it was like literally 25 seconds of bullshit sex scene. And I was like, I don't want to see this. And again, it's not a prude thing. It's just like, you're wasting time. Give me more of the plot.
It's like, I get it. Just say they did it and we'll move on. We got it.
They bang. I get it. Right. Exactly. They got it. Cause I feel like you're either going to show me everything or you're going to show me nothing. There's no need for an in between anymore.
And just like the chewing, I have to sit there and listen to them make out. It's like, ugh.
That's true.
God.
That's true.
It's unbelievable. I don't know. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's a prude thing. I think it's just, we demand more from our storytelling.
No, it's not. The most gratuitous sex scene I've ever seen. Or we've talked about this. This is old Anthony material. This is like going back to sixth grade. Cause I'm going to have to address Janine in a second.
Okay.
There was a Charlie Sheen movie where he steals a car. And he's on
I think that was his real life. I don't think that was a movie.
That's one of your best lines ever. It's only March, but that's one that's up there for best line.
You said of ever 2024. Though. Oh, 2024. Okay.
Charlie Sheen steals a car, and he goes on a chase, and the whole movie is him like on a car chase, and the cops are chasing him and everything, and he's got a girl hostage. And like 45 minutes into the thing, they literally have sex while he's driving in the car chase. It is so fucking stupid. I just remember watching this, even as like a 12-year-old going, this is ridiculous. This would never happen.
Yeah. I mean, there are some scenes where it's like, okay, you know, I get it. It's like the only reason I thought of it is because you mentioned the car thing, but gone in 60 seconds. There isn't really a sex scene. But like they're parked outside and they see this like they're stealing this couple's car. It's Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie.
Hot.
And they're in the car and they're watching these two people from the car that they're stealing, and they're looking at them at the window, like right from the driveway. And they start to like make out and undress and everything, and then they're talking back and forth like, oh, you know, what would you ever do, you know, they're not talking about it.
Right.
And it was it's like, all right, at least it's part of the plot and it made sense. And they're like, because there's this sexual tension between the two of them. And I get that. But it's like, other than that, it's like, make it part of the thing or move on. I get it.
The movie I was referring to is called The Chase, and it's Charlie Sheen and Christy Swanson.
Buffy the Vampire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Let's swing this from Biden to other assorted items and such. Janina's worrying me. Janina's a concern.
What happened?
Janine was texting us earlier, joking that she couldn't make the podcast because she's staking out. Nobody knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, not a clue. What happens with Janine is she'll see something in the news and assumes we all saw it.
Yes.
And that's what she was referring to.
Which, and again, I don't like to be sexist, but I feel, because I think this, both men and women can do this, and cisgender, transgender people can do this, just covering all the bases, don't want to get canceled.
Just say everybody.
Everybody.
Just say everybody. It covers everyone.
Yeah, but do the cisgender people know that? I don't even know what cisgender
we
is.
We are. And I are cisgender.
Are we?
Yes.
I don't know about cisgender, but my dad called me a sissy a lot when I was growing up. Does that count?
I think that's something. That's a completely different story that you need to discuss with your therapist.
So cisgender is not short for sissy gender.
No.
Okay. All right.
CIS, not SIS.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna heed your advice and take it up with the therapist.
Go for it.
But women, I find, because my wife does this. I know a couple of women who do this. Will start a conversation in their head, then out loud come sentence 3 and 4, and you're just sitting there going, I don't know what you're talking about. Where did this start? Like, where? And then they go, oh, and then because they were thinking and then but what you got was like the second or third sentence.
Janine says she does this.
Janine does this. Janine is one of the women I was talking about. Cuddles is notorious for doing this. We'll That's be funny. Sitting watching TV in absolute silence, and she'll just be like, so you just gotta let me know which one we're gonna do. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? All right, even Aaron admits to doing this. And Rhonda, see, you think I'm being sexist. I'm helping connect people. Rhonda says, glad I'm not the only one.
Now, do you do this?
I have on occasion done this, because that's what I'm saying. I think everybody does this to a degree. Women do it very frequently. I don't do it all the time, but I have been guilty of doing this.
I can't. I'm trying to think if I do it, I don't realize it. Aaron's just too nice that she doesn't call it to my attention, because I can't imagine a situation where I've done it. Aaron, you're in the chat. Do I do this? Because I can't say if I do it or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder. Anyway, so back to Janine worrying me. So yeah. She starts the conversation in the middle of the conversation, And then, but as we clarify, we realize that she's obsessing over on Long Island or Queens. Where was this? On Long Island, I think.
I saw it briefly. Yeah, Long Island.
Yeah, Long Island. They found a couple of body parts. And so that's what she was talking about, is staking out the body parts. And so now they're trying to figure out if this is like a bigger problem, you know, because we just had the Gilgo Beach guy get arrested. Is it the Gilgo Beach? Is it, we have a local gang here, MS-13. Terrible name for a gang. I can be totally honest.
Yeah, what is that? Sounds like a school, like some school.
Yeah.
You know, like PS-13, you know.
Like PS-13, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or maybe it's a copycat killer. So she's obsessing over this. And then she says that she's going to be back there today because they found an arm yesterday or 2 days ago, and then they found a head today. And then she says she's going back today because she spent enough time there yesterday or something to the degree. It felt like a joke when it was a lot of truth behind it, that I feel like she might have been sitting at a crime scene.
Just, you think she was actually there? Kind of.
I'm a little worried she actually may have spent an hour or two or maybe even passed by.
I don't know. We'll see. Now, do we know anything about this? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe. Jean says maybe.
Do we know anything about this? Do we know who the victims are or victim? No. Or?
I don't really know anything. So I went on my personal Facebook and somebody I know is like, oh my God, it's like a crime scene. Like they're literally out their front door. It's like one of the scenes, I guess. And then the article started coming out.
Is that a park, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The article said it was in a park, and they found something. They found it in the park.
Well, were they both at the park? I literally did not read anything.
I didn't read, and I saw where it was in the title of the thing.
Okay. Here now.
And that was it.
Okay. Now, let's all play this together. How much truth is here, and how much lies, and how much joking? Janine says, "I definitely spent 10 minutes at the spot."
Then drove around it.
Then drove around it.
No ID on the victims.
Go ahead.
They found the two arms and leg from a male. I'm not reading the second one. That's just in poor taste.
Yeah.
No. And arm, leg, head from a woman. That is fucked up.
Vicious.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know how old or who found it or whatever. I don't know any of the details of this.
I don't think anybody does yet.
This is insane.
Are you alarmed that Janine drove?
I'm alarmed that Janine was the first to hear about all this. And right?
You're on the right trail.
And have, I don't know. I just,
how would she know about it so early?
She knew about it right away.
How would she know about it so early?
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know.
Why would she know exactly where to go so early?
Hey, where'd I go?
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. You know who goes back to see the crime scene once it gets discovered?
The perpetrator.
Frank said that, not me. And just for the record.
I just said the perpetrator. You said the other half of it.
When we go to the replay and the court stenographer, it'll be there that Frank said.
You're the one pointing us all in that direction.
I don't think I pointed at anything.
All right.
I believe my hands have been like this, not pointing.
Anyway,
yeah,
so it's a terrible thing. I can't, you know,
okay,
want to make light of a terrible tragedy.
Listen, people are just going to ask questions like Lindy. Is it her roommate? Is he safe?
Valid question.
Who's heard from him? I haven't heard from him.
I haven't heard from him.
It's been months. Him in a while. I haven't seen him. I haven't heard from him.
I don't know. Are you coming on, Janine? Are you getting on? Are you coming on the show?
I don't think so.
All right. So you want to go over other assorted items and such, or should we go
is
back
it wise
to, this?
To go on a podcast when you're quote unquote on the run?
It's probably not wise for the person, but it's wise for people trying to catch the person.
Yeah. Podcast host suspected of dismembering bodies. Just see, I see it, the headline in my. Is this Anthony? Yeah. This is the New York Times. Oh no.
Oh, shit.
Are you selling me a subscription? No, no. Oh, okay. All right. What?
I mean, the only thing we could definitely nail down is that she stole salads. Is that the was early, there, you know?
Was there anything that would make you think there was something wrong with Janine? Well, how much time do you have?
Right.
There was a lot of salad theft. Also, no remorse for it.
No.
Why is this blonde woman with a baby up in this bitch sticker keep visiting the crime scene? It's true. She does have that. She does have that sticker on her vehicle.
True. Jack Meehoff back in the. I haven't seen Jack in a while.
Yeah. Need a Photoshop wanted poster. We do. Really do.
But I don't know, man. Now this, in all seriousness, this is a serious crime, serious victims. Don't want to make light of that. No. Don't know what's, we don't know any information. I mean, I haven't read the article, to be fair.
I'm not joking. I'm really concerned.
Okay.
If this isn't her, how long till we find hers?
I don't know.
I'm worried. It's a new story, too new for us to start to get into because nobody knows anything yet.
Okay.
So back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Biden?
Headline today, Joe Biden got a $40,000 from China funds. Brother James admits in bombshell impeachment interview.
Oh, bombshell.
First brother, James Biden. I do love how everybody related to the president gets a first in front of their...
Is there like a first neighbor and a... First mailman?
Because it was always first lady. And then it was first daughter. You know, that started to come. And now we're on to first brother.
First goldfish.
First goldfish. James Biden confirmed during his impeachment inquiry testimony that a $40,000 check made out to former Vice President Joe Biden in 2017 used funds James received from a Chinese government-linked company. While James also revealed he received overseas income as recently as last year. James, who is 74, insisted that he didn't believe the company, CEFC, China Energy, was controlled by Beijing, claiming that I just misspoke when telling the IRS in a 2022 interview that first son Hunter Biden, who was partnering with his uncle, had described CEFC Chairman Yi Jianming as a protege of the Chinese president Xi Jinping. An investigator asked James during a February 21st interview, where did you believe the source of money that was going to Hunter Biden's company, Owasco, prior to being sent to you was coming from? James conceded CEFC, following an extended back and forth in which the first brother's attorney, Paul Fishman, tried to argue that money's fungible before being reminded by a House staffer that James did not have sufficient funds to make the $40,000 alleged loan repayment on his own, so it is traceable. The interview also established that James Biden received $840,000 over four transfers between November 22nd and July of 23 from Argentinian businessman Jose Luis Manzano, which the first brother said came from selling half his stake in Manzano's holding of Argentinian natural gas company, Metrogas. It was equity mainly in dealing with him in terms of other ventures, James told investigators, saying Manzano asked him to woo Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim to invest in 4G in Argentina, and that attempt was also unsuccessful. Manzano was at one point in discussion about working with CEFC, James also confirmed. So here's the thing. Let me just summarize this for everybody.
Yeah,
whether you believe the Bidens did something wrong or not, the point is, and this is undeniable and not arguable, really, all these fucks are in bed with all these other fucks that are just swapping money around. And the best part is we, the people not included on it, keep arguing over who's better, Democrats or Republicans. So they're laughing at the rest of you, us, basically saying, like, while they're all just fucking putting money away, working off of loopholes and all this other shit, laughing about it. We're sitting here on social media screaming about who's less of a piece of shit, Hunter Biden or Donald Trump. That's why I don't really love the right versus left argument anymore. I'm getting awfully tired of it, because as we continue to peel all this stuff back, like, we just went through 4 years of who's giving Donald Trump money to stay in those hotels and how is that working? And why does Jared Kushner have a shit ton more money now than the ridiculous amount of money he had before? You know, and now we're looking at this and Hunter Biden's cashing in on paintings and this deal. And now the brother of fucking Joe Biden is and it's like, come on. I mean, I have a hard time thinking that everybody who is sort of related to one of our presidents, vice presidents, congressperson, or senator is suddenly a business magnate and is pulling in all these wonderful resources and making these huge business deals.
I don't know, man. I'm just tired of it all. I can't do it anymore.
We're all well aware of your feelings and Janine's and everybody's got a friend who's a Democrat and a Republican. I honestly can't really sit through the arguing anymore, because it's like they're both sides laughing their way to the bank as we get distracted by this, you know, low hanging fruit of who's in favor of, fences and border patrol and abortions. And we're just screaming about the same old stupid shit. And they're just fucking cashing checks, you know?
Well, while they're cashing checks, we're making sure that those checks were gotten legitimately or not. So that's the thing. That's the point.
Why does MS-13 like to dismember? Janine just said that MS-13 likes to dismember people and throw them in parks. Is that a thing?
It's the first time I've heard of that. I have no idea.
This is true. MS-13 is not just local. They are one of the national kind of gangs, which, how does that work? How do you run a national?
Are there chapters or they're, you know?
Do they call each other? Hey, San Francisco, how's it going over there?
If you live in New York and you go to California, can you visit like their MS-13 headquarters and be like, yeah, I'm back. I got, you know, back in
like
New York.
Is it like a fraternity?
Right.
Like, oh, that's interesting that you have the gang symbol here, because where we hang out, we have it next to the door, really. It's kind of...
Don't know how it works.
It's kind of a better spot for it. What night,
Robin,
do you...
Okay, the Van Buren boys are pretty big.
Hey.
So stupid. Where'd they come up with that?
I don't know.
Fucking Van Buren boys. That's what I was banging.
All right, let's go back to other assorted items and such.
Oh, good.
Richard Lewis.
Man,
I'm devastated by this.
That sucks. Yeah. He was sick for a while, right? He was.
Yeah. It was a heart attack that was the thing that finally.
That's right. But guy was great. I mean, he was in some really cool stuff. Great, you know, classic movies and of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I don't know if there's a better moment in cinema than when in Robin Hood Men in Tights. After watching him for that whole film, I don't know, like an hour.
Wasn't your mole on the other side? I have a mole?
Seen the movie 500 times. I still laugh at that moment. It's so funny.
Something that Aaron pointed out to me a while back was, you could see something on a script and you read it, it's just words. But when the actor does it, his delivery... it just says I have a mole in the in the script probably. Right. The way he delivers it. I have a mole? It's like the way he does it. It's
so great. It's so great. So Wednesday I was out. I had to go to Brooklyn for something, and then I was planning on coming back and doing like a late show. And then when we got the news that he died, I was like, "Oh, so there was an interview I did with him. I don't even remember when." It was the start of one of the seasons of Curb. Mm-hmm. And I just found it and literally recorded an intro for it from Brooklyn, and we put it out. And I did not watch it beforehand, and I watched it yesterday or today. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's a lie. I didn't watch it. I listened to it. I can't look at this fucking face. I don't know how people do it. And especially that back then in the EHM studio, holy shit, what a terrible angle. It looked like a fucking prison. I look like I'm in prison on a prison call.
I have a post-it over your part of the screen, so I don't know what I'm looking
at. Move. That's a solid move. Share that with the audience so they can do the same thing.
It's a good trick. If you got a post-it nearby, put it right over.
Is that why there's a stack of post-its on my wife's side of the bed? I'm starting to...
I shared that trick with her a while back.
Anyway, I listened to the interview again. He's so fucking good. There's a 6 minute span where I don't say two words. All you hear is me. He's so fucking funny, man. He is so fucking funny. He was talking about how he goes to these places and does these theaters and people go, oh, it's a venue. It's a theater. It's a venue. And he's like, I can hear people doing laundry on the other side of the stage. oh my God. He was just so fucking funny. And within 2 seconds, he's like, why are you trying to ruin my career? He's putting me in this place. It's so fucking good.
There's a movie he did, underrated movie, with John Candy. He was in it. Everyone would know the name. We watched it maybe a year ago or so, and it was back in the, I want to say, late 80s, early 90s. Oh, I can't think of the name of it, but Aaron will know and tell me the name, but it's a good movie. Once we get the name, I recommend it. It's an old, 80s, not Once Upon a Crime. Do you remember that? Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it's a comedy from the, I guess, early 90s, and he's one, and there's a lot of people in it. It's John Candy, he's in it, and there's like a handful of others that you'd recognize from that era. Hmm. And it's good. It's a good movie. It's not, Robin Hood Men, but it's a really good movie. It's funny.
I got to see if we can find that. Yeah. Once Upon a Crime. I wonder if that's streaming anywhere. Aaron, can I bother you to find that out too? Because that would be great. Might have our Flix Picks
there done.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you, Robin, for saying great interview. I appreciate that because I thought it was mediocre. I thought he was great. But secondly, Robin says he's great with Larry on Curb. He's so good, because now on my feed on TikTok and Instagram, I'm just getting clips of them. Mm-hmm. And I just recently rewatched all of Curb to get ready for this last season. And, and this was like a month or so ago. And I'm just watching it going, God, the two of them are so funny together. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Prime and Tubi. Okay. So go to Prime and Tubi, Once Upon a Crime. All right, if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, AOA Flix Picks, as we remember the great Richard Lewis. Frank says, Once Upon a Crime.
Yeah, it's a good, back in the day, I forget what our late 80s, early 90s kind of fun crime movie. It's a goof, so it's good.
It's on Prime and Tubi. Thanks, Aaron C., for filling in the gaps. Thanks, there. So. I like a good 90s kind of,
it's zero effects, it's just
characters
and sets. That's all it is.
What's great about 90s cinema, honestly, it's really the last era without CGI, because by the time Jurassic Park rolls in, that I feel like Jurassic Park changes everything is CGI.
Well, yeah, that's true. A lot of it, they used animatronic stuff. That's what I wish we could get back to, using those puppets and costumes and things. And you mix in some CGI where it's like impossible to shoot, a dinosaur animatronic running across the field.
Right.
But you use the CGI there. But I like the practical, this looks and feels like it's really there, this dinosaur, that was the way. Like the Ninja Turtles, those costumes were so real.
It's the last time we go from analog special effects, what we used to call it, to CGI, which is what it is now. Yeah. So, good point. Where was I going before this? Oh, all the Curb stuff was so great with him. Anyway, this brings me to my next point. And I fear that there is a little bit of a spoiler alert here. And so I don't know how to tackle this.
Spoiler for what?
before Curb Your Enthusiasm? Because I know you've not watched it.
Yeah, don't spoil anything for me.
This is very tough.
So don't do it.
I feel the need to say it.
Should I take my headphones off?
Well, I don't know. Can you take your headphones off?
No, they're glued on.
Take your headphones off. I'm going to ask the audience and Aaron, this will be good. And then we could see if I could talk to you about it.
All right. But I feel like I'm going to get spoiled just by reading the comments in the chat. You're muted.
You're sorry. Muted. Sorry. Everybody in the comments will say, tell Frank or don't tell Frank.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Go ahead. Okay. So we talked about a little while ago on this podcast, the fact that Jerry Seinfeld was doing a comedy show and he said that him and Larry David were working on something. Regarding the Seinfeld season finale, I'm three episodes into Curb and I feel like I'm suspecting that the Curb season finale or series finale is what they were working on. I have no proof yet. I saw another tweet where somebody kind of said that, and I was like, I knew that was going to happen. So I don't know what to do with Frank here because we've talked about this. I'm sure he would be interested in it, but I don't know if that spoils it. You know what I'm saying? All right. You people tell me what to, because I feel like that's a big story. I could be wrong, but it feels like it's a big story. Okay. We'll get back in here. Now, your wife said, tell him, blame me.
I trust Aaron's judgment. I know Aaron doesn't like to spoil things for me, so I trust her judgment. So
okay, everybody is saying tell you.
But you should tell John, apparently.
Tell John is with it. Okay, all right, I'm gonna go. I trust Aaron, says Robin. All right, I'm gonna go with this. Remember how Seinfeld said that in the comedy show, he was taking questions from the crowd and somebody asked him about the finale and he said, Larry and I are working on something.
Yeah.
I think it's this season of Curb. I think they're going to correct, quote unquote, the Seinfeld finale with this season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I'm only three or four episodes in.
You feel that it's going that way? Or yeah, like...
I do.
Okay.
Because remember, we thought, oh, maybe it'll be like a Super Bowl commercial. That came and went and didn't happen. They're working on something. Unless it's a Seinfeld special, which I could be wrong. But for me, it kind of feels the way this season has started. It makes me feel like it is a redo of the Seinfeld finale. Which makes me feel like, oh my God, Frank, you have to get on board.
I really do. I'm surprised I haven't.
I know. We've talked about this for years.
It's a lot, though. It's how many seasons is it now?
This is 12.
I got a lot of catching up to do.
And here's what breaks my heart about all this. Frank knows there is a Seinfeld reunion season. And he's well aware of it. We've talked about this ad nauseum.
It's not that I refuse to watch it or don't want to watch it. I just never think of it, and I never go.
It's just one of those things. Yeah.
It's just one of those things. I just never get around to. I don't know.
But as your friend, I feel like, okay, if you're ever going to listen.
I know. Believe me, you're not the only person that tells me to watch this.
But you're either going to watch it after all the hype, or what I'm saying is you're either going to watch it whenever you get around to it, or you're not going to watch it. Or this is your last chance to get in on it while it's happening and it actually have an impact on you. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're watching it with everybody else, it will have a bigger impact on you than if you just watch it afterwards.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So that's why I felt a little conflicted about saying something, but everybody voted yes. So
I don't think that's a spoiler. I'm down. I'm down. Mark me down.
Means nothing. This is empty promises.
I have to watch it. I know. It's my own. I don't know what it is. It's not like I think of it and go, nah. I just don't think of it. And I just, because I know it's a huge undertaking is the problem. It's like 12 episodes. How many I mean, 12 seasons. How many episodes a season?
A lot. Some seasons have only been, I feel like some seasons have only been like 10 episodes, maybe the first season and like one of the later seasons. But I feel like I really don't know. I think they get up there. It's a lot. It's a lot of show. Yeah. It is only a half hour.
No, I know. I get
it's a lot of show.
I've seen a couple episodes here and there, and I love them whenever I watched them. But you're right. I got to get into it. I definitely have to get into it.
All right.
Anyway, so what happened with, is this Taylor Swift we're talking about or no?
Yeah, we'll go through Taylor quickly and then we'll do the new game that Aaron's got. Does that put any pressure on you at all, honestly? Or
yeah, because this thing, that Seinfeld thing's got lit a fire. Back when he said it in that comedy special or the comedy show he did. So I'm very curious to see what that is. So if this is what he's talking about, then that'd be cool. You know, I'd be into that. I don't know, though. I mean, I feel like if it's a sign, because he said he and Larry are working on something. I would, if I had a choice or a preference or whatever, I would say it shouldn't be a Curb thing.
It should be a Seinfeld special.
It should be Seinfeld thing.
I agree.
Because they've done the Curb Seinfeld thing. You know, I get it. It would be cool, but it wouldn't be a Seinfeld. It would be a Curb.
But I don't see, in the same way that they've never done a reboot or a reunion show, or it doesn't feel like Jerry to do that. Doesn't seem like him.
Another Seinfeld season?
Yeah. For what? How many
times? He doesn't have to.
How many times have you seen in interviews or in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee when he's like, I did it. I've done it. I don't have to do it anymore.
No, I know. I know.
You know, but
it's a movie.
Maybe it's a movie. It feels like it's this, though, to me.
It could be.
That's just my. I feel like
whenever they go back to the 90s and reboot a show, 99% of it, it's like, you know, doesn't, because the people watching it remember that old magic, and you're like, this isn't it.
Right.
That's what happens with 99% of the shows that they try to pick up again.
Well, because think about this, too. During the pandemic, that was a time when the pressure was on these shows the most to put a little something out there for us, right? Friends did it, right? Like all the shows started to do little, everybody kind of felt the need of, oh, we got to do kind of something from home to make this pandemic work. They all started doing this kind of stuff. A lot of shows did it, even Friends, which arguably second most successful sitcom behind Seinfeld, and they never even came close. Never was a dusting, never a rumor of, oh, Seinfeld's coming back. Never.
Yeah.
Never, not once. Not never.
I guess we gotta wait.
Yeah. In the live chat is a Page Six link to a look inside Taylor Swift's apartment in Nashville, or Smashville, as us hockey people like to call it.
Do we call it that?
Well, yeah, they call them the Nashville Predators, Smashville.
I never heard that.
Yeah. It is described as an eclectic Alice in Wonderland style apartment. It is nothing like I thought it was going to look like.
Let's crack
the link open and take a gander. And again, this is, I think, from Netflix. She was on like a cooking show or some jazz. Let me see here. Paid $2 million for this apartment back in 2009. I can't imagine what it's worth now. She spent 18 months gutting and renovating the apartment.
Dude.
You know, she kind of made her bones over there in Nashville. But there's like orange and blue walls. It's very...
I don't see anything that too much out there-ish. It looks like... You know, it reminds me of... You're not going to get this reference, but like a Hobbit kind of the indoors looks like, you know, it's got that dark, you know, colors with the rounded doorways. And it looks like very like a woodsy kind of earthy kind of feel.
Yes. What about the dining room where there's like fabric under, yeah, like draped like a tent, like a circus kind of looking thing underneath the lights?
See, that reminds me of something like in a year from now, she'll take that down and go, this is much better without this up here. It's just going to open that room up more if you take that down. But it doesn't look Alice in Wonderland-y, I don't think. I mean, that room without that drapery stuff hanging from the ceiling looks like a cottage style, you know, like that, again, earthy stone and wood kind of old-fashioned look.
Yeah, look at the one where it's her and another blonde, and there's an exposed brick behind them with a picture frame, and just above that is long candles, and behind the exposed brick, which is like a beam, I guess, is like red velvet wallpaper. It's pretty out there.
That is weird looking.
I mean, good for her. Listen, people may think I'm making fun of this. I love this. I could just never do it. So I love that somebody else is enjoying it. It's just not for me.
Yeah, it looks, and you don't think I'm crazy, but she looks, in that picture, she looks younger. Like this photo looks like it was from 10 years ago.
It does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
That picture reminds me of a place that, like, from the 70s that was renovate, that has to be renovated into a new, looks very old fashioned.
Yeah. Now the one underneath it with the cat on the British chair is strange. The last one of the cat on the headboard, I'm going to give her a lot of points for that headboard. That's a fucking headboard.
That's a nice, you know, that's a good leaning up against, sitting up in bed headboard.
Very plush, very, like, you know, those leather couches with like the deep buttons in on them, like, you know,
it looks like a back of a couch. Yeah,
that's and it looks like it's angled, like you said. And you just pop a pillow on top of it, and now you're up there watching TV, nice and comfy.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
It's amazing.
So many mirrors, a lot of mirrors going on in this house.
It's amazing. I'd like to bring Aaron in, who's in twice and cuddles. I know they're here for the game. Did you see Taylor's apartment? Do you have thoughts on it? Well, Aaron's a big Taylor fan.
I am, but I didn't see it yet.
Okay. All right.
This is kind of a fun fact, not about Taylor, but we have Fire Stick for Amazon for our TV. And ever since I looked up where to find Once Upon a Crime, our TV has like completely short-circuited. It just won't stop restarting.
Oh, so that's good.
If you go looking for it, just beware. Maybe a lot of people are in these times.
Maybe we started a thing that like overwhelmed the system. We're shutting down the internet.
My last item for other assorted items and such before we get to this game, which I'm very excited about. I passed a comment on a show a couple of shows ago about pickup trucks and people putting the bald eagle on the back of a pickup truck, which I stand by. I don't regret the comment, but I seem to have upset Russ quite a bit. And I don't, writing me on Facebook is a tough, writing me on YouTube, I will read sooner. Facebook, there's a lot of people who write on Facebook. It becomes overwhelming. I don't spend a lot of time on it. But I noticed that Russ wrote me a long, it appears to be a long thing, and I haven't looked at it yet.
Is he accusing you of being anti-American?
Well, it starts with, I feel you labeled everyone. So I don't know. Should I read it aloud now? I'm going to read it aloud.
I'm kind of on Russ's side.
I'm kind of on Russ's side. Listen, I'm on Russ's side too. And I hope Russ reads this. If you're on Facebook, everybody, you saw Russ's comment on the Monday show. Please tag Russ and let him know we discussed this 48 minutes into the episode. Nobody should ever feel bad about anything I say. Do you ever feel bad? Like,
no, I barely listen to you.
Yeah, thank you. But it amazes me when people get offended by any show because it's just jokes. They're just jokes. We're just trying to make people laugh. Like, life is fucking hard enough. You're just trying to make people laugh throughout the course of the day, bring a little joy to the people.
So what else did Russ have to say?
The American flag and a bald eagle on the back of it. That's a fucking funny observation. That's the kind of shit that Seinfeld might come up with one day.
Hey, don't bring Seinfeld into this.
That's true. I'm trying to up my own game by bringing Seinfeld in on it. But I feel like people laugh at this show until something hits close to home, and then they're like,
oh, wait a second.
Yeah, you can't do that. All right, let's read Russ's comment. I feel you. I scrolled down quickly and saw Libs. I don't know if you're going to like this.
Oh, boy.
I feel you labeled everyone that owns a pickup with an eagle on the back is wrong. When I drive to work every day out east, I see other trucks with an American flag or an eagle sticker. I feel that we are all in this thing, being a part of the workforce. You insulted me and thousands. So he clearly has it on his truck. You insulted me and thousands of others. What's wrong with being patriotic? Tell your weak partner, Trump 2024. Oh. You libs. I think he's talking about you, Frank.
It's a fair assumption.
You libs.
And Frank didn't even do anything.
No, Frank's a problem. Let's not act like he's not. No,
your mouth is a problem.
Yeah, you know, you're the one with the problem with pickup trucks and,
exactly.
And decals on the back of them. I was just, you know, mirroring your energy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I feel you libs are such a disappointment. Okay. I feel like, listen, I think I'm alone on this. Well, our friends are with us, but some people are not. I like laughing at the stupid shit that we do. I do stupid shit and I can laugh at it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is nothing wrong with putting an eagle on the back of your truck. There's nothing wrong with being patriotic. Be proud. But you have to admit, okay, like for an instance, Cuddles and I bought a car a couple of years ago, okay? And, well, we leased it and then we bought it. So we bought it twice, technically. But it was very proud. There's a proud moment. Like you, Frank, you know that you just bought a car. You own a house. Like there's nice moments in life, you know, when you buy a PlayStation.
I'd love to know how this is going to circle back to a decal on the back of the truck.
Yeah, me too.
There's different moments in the world where you accomplish something, you buy something, it means something to you, right? A car may be a status symbol to some, but for me, I can bring my kids around safely. When my parents come in, we all fit in the car. I feel good about it. It makes me feel nice. I never thought I would be able to do this. So the fact that I'm doing it makes me feel good. I feel like, oh, big, safe car. You know, family, I'm doing it. Like, I got the family, I'm taking mom and dad. And when they come in, they're here, we're doing it. Feels nice. Then I pull into the parking lot at my kid's school and realize that my car is one of literally 37 of the same exact fucking car.
Like, yep. Yeah, there's only, you know.
Am I right, Cuddles? Like, the color, like everything.
I opened someone's car because I thought it was mine.
That's
the only reason I was like, oh, this isn't my car. It's because I actually lock my car. And I know this person never locks hers.
We did that today.
Yeah. Did you?
we walked up to the wrong car, both of us. And we were like, I'm pulling on the handle. Like, why can't I get in this car?
Wait a second. Did it look like your new car or your old car?
New car.
Okay. Because I've done that where I've gone back to the old. And I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot. I did that with from the Honda to the Famry. Anyway, my point is this. We all think we're special. We all think we're doing something great. But the fact of the matter is we're big, dumb animals who love to be in packs, you know, and that should be made fun of. There's not to say that you shouldn't feel proud and do it. You should, but there's nothing wrong with laughing at yourself at the end of the day for it, because that's all part of it. It's all part of it. You know, you play chess, you should be made fun of. You play video games, you should be made fun of. You bet on sports, you should be made fun of. That's the point. You know, it's the point.
Everything should be made fun of?
Everything.
You play baseball, you should be made fun of. You host a podcast,
This is what I live with every single day. Right. So everyone feel bad for me.
Do you think people don't give me shit for hosting a podcast?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they do.
Right?
No, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, everything is fair game in terms of being made fun of. I understand. I am not saying that I support your right to say that stuff should be made fun of.
But my point, and I get that he's offended. I understand it. But my point is rather than be offended, laugh at yourself and go, it is kind of dumb that we're all doing the same thing. You know, it's kind of silly that we're doing
this. It's a fad. It's like, you know, people that put all these, you know, dozen flags on the back of their truck. It's just a thing that everybody, you know, it's like a trend and it's a fad. And you look at it and you go, oh, is, you know.
It's okay. It's like eighth grade when we all got beepers and then we all had to buy the little chain to hook to our beepers. That was stupid. At the time, we all thought it was the greatest thing in the world. We all thought, I'm going to get this color beeper because it is my it's who I am, is this beeper. But it's not. And it deserves to be made fun of.
You know what I recently found out that's very strange to me? Doctors still carry beepers.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
With cell phones? They've seen the cell phone, right?
They've seen the cell phone. They know, okay. They're aware of the cell phone. They still have beepers that are hooked to their belt or whatever.
Neil makes a good point. The president of the United States definitely needs to be made fun of. This is a true statement.
No matter what president.
Year it is.
Everyone.
That person is there for us to blame all our troubles on and poke fun
and, and parody in late night comedy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. 100%.
Is the Pope fair game?
Is the what?
Everything. Pope.
Pope? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Everybody, everything.
All of it.
Okay.
All of it.
New game.
Show
the big
this.
Graphic. Fancy graphic.
We have a graphic?
Yeah. Here it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, spared no expense.
Suck it, Tonight Show.
All right. So, Aaron, this new game, you just recently thought of it and thought it would be a good idea. Why don't you explain how it works?
Okay, so this new game is called Last Person Standing. You don't need a pen. You don't need a paper. You do need to have an open mind, and you do need to keep it honest. So
Russ is not allowed to play. Is that what you're saying? Because that seems like we were mending
fences. You're just trying to get yourself killed.
You just can't stop insulting Russ, and I think that's sad.
I do like Russ. I will say this too. Somebody screamed something at me on the street today, and I'm like, and they were in a pickup truck, and I'm like, uh-oh, is this starting to gain some momentum?
This is becoming a movie.
Anyway, I don't know what to do if we're not writing things down. So what do we do?
So basically what I'm going to do is I am going to say a category. Do not write in the chat on YouTube. Don't write your answer for one thing in the category. So if I say a category like furniture and you think couch, you don't want me to say couch, because if I say couch, you are out.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay. And we're going to go until there's one person left. What I want people in the, what I want you guys to do, Cuddles,
mm-hmm.
Anthony and Frank, is when you're out, say you're out. But in the chat, please write every round if you're in and or if you're out. If you want to write in and what you actually said that was different, fine by me. But I'm going to go down until we get one person left or maybe two left, or because if they both knock each other out at the last, you know what we're trying to say. I'm trying to get down to a winner of who evades every single answer that I have. I've written down all my answers, so I can't change them. And I also wanted to say that I can't see the chat because sometimes I get disconnected. So you guys have to let me know how many people are still in. You know what I'm trying to say? Or if we're getting close.
Yes. All right. So you're going to say a category. Mm-hmm. We have to think of an answer.
Yes, but quickly, because I'm going to say my answer within five seconds. And then if what I say is the one that you picked, you're out. In the chat, write in or out. If you want to write in and the thing that you actually picked, be my guest. But don't write the thing before I say it.
Got it. So if we match you, we're out.
Yes.
Got it. Oh, this is exciting. All right. So, yeah. I mean, I guess technically there's three of us on playing this episode.
In the chat.
And in the chat. I feel like it's going to be a little hard in the chat because it's a little delayed, but we'll go with it.
Okay. So I feel like we could say, so you say a thing, let's say you say furniture, mm-hmm. and your thing was couch, and my thing was chair.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still in.
Yes.
And then once you say that you reveal that your thing was couch, I could say, oh, I'm still in because I said chair.
Yes.
Right? We could all reveal our answers.
Yes. You just can't say it beforehand, before I say them, because then it influences things.
Two things. One, yes. Robin says he can't spiel quickly, which is a level of comedy that...
All you have to write is in or out, Robin. Yeah. That's all you have to write.
And two... This is on the honor system if we're not
this
writing
is on the
it down.
Yes. Yep.
I don't care.
We could
that.
Write it down.
Because Frank and Cuddles are the most dishonest people I know when it comes to games.
This is my honor system. Frank and Cuddles, if you and Anthony, if you want to write it down, that's fine. That's totally cool, but I'm not going to have everybody in the chat.
Right.
You know, it's all too you tell us if you're still in. And if there's a delay, if this game doesn't work, it can be the last time we play it. It's Friday night, people. We got to try some fun stuff.
Yeah.
But we could write it down so that others can't see it. And then at the end, you say couch and we just hold up our answers where you write
that's
it in the
fine.
Chat.
I just didn't want the chat to get too
she doesn't want the chat to write. Okay, so nobody in the chat write. We will write.
But you could. But my point is, after you reveal couch, you reveal your thing, then people in the chat can write. Oh, I was thinking chair. I was thinking bed. I was thinking table.
Well, no, because it might be the next thing. Or do you then go on to a new category after you say the one thing?
I'm going to go on to a new category and tell people in the chat, like, you know, we'll wait until it stops and then the next one.
You know what this is like?
Still plays.
This is like a word association game. Like,
I love this idea.
You know, like up, too, down, you know, say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Right.
But you can't match Aaron.
Right. Right. I have 15. If someone is still around after 15, you all win. But I have a feeling we might have a winner before then. Also, I want to give a little credit to the makeshift project. It was a YouTube short that did this, and I was out on the very first thing when I played it, but I want to give credit where credit's due.
Okay. Because I guess internally, the challenge is to come up with not the first obvious answer.
Yeah, right. You want to be unique, I guess, in your answer, but...
But you don't want to be Aaron.
If Aaron can come up with a unique answer.
As I said, I wrote down all of my answers, and I'm not going to call any audibles. I'm not going to change them. Everything I've written, you have to trust me too, is in stone.
No, I do trust you. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I said don't come up with the obvious thing, but what if you thought that and you went for the second obvious thing?
I just wanted to let people know that I'm not, because I call audibles all the time in Blind Top 5, and I'm not doing that this time.
Getting a little annoyed because this might be another brilliant game for Aaron. Okay. All right. So now, is this, you have 15... That might technically be one round, or we might get a second round out of that, depending on how long we stick around for.
Why not?
Let's try it.
This sounds like a harder game for you to prepare.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Get to know me. I'm amazing. All right. So who wants to start? Ready?
I like this from Debbie. Go. I never think like others. I'll probably rock this. I love the confidence there.
Debbie.
All right,
Debbie Debster.
I don't want to see the chat too much because I don't want to get disconnected. So just let me know.
Listen, the chat's going to play along. You play with us and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. But I just didn't want to. All right, cool. Okay. All right. Number one, the category is a color.
Shit.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My color was green. If you picked green, you're out.
I'm still in.
I'm in. We tell you, right? After you
we
say,
can
it.
Say it now.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I'm in.
Pink.
It doesn't matter. We don't have to say it. Doesn't even matter. I get what she's saying. It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter, but I'm sure people will be curious to know what we were.
All right. A lot of people still in. Go ahead, Aaron.
Okay. The next category is a month. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The month is November. If you pick November, you're out.
You're in.
In.
Frank picked February.
It's close. No, I picked December. Mm-hmm. That was close.
Oh, she almost got you.
Almost got me. Anthony.
I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Right. You're not saying?
Oh, Lindy's out. All right.
Okay, go ahead, Aaron.
Next up is a farm animal. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cow.
Ooh. I almost put cow.
That was close.
Put it.
No, I'm still in.
I'm in chicken.
Sheep. I think
he's writing them down. Sheep.
Oh, yeah. I put a sheep. That's what I thought too.
I feel like I have to write it down. Nobody will believe me. Okay, go ahead, Aaron.
That's true.
Fourth category is a holiday. Five, ooh, four, three, two, one. The holiday is Halloween.
Dylan. Nice.
In.
Yeah. Wow.
Memorial Day.
4th of July.
That's okay. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day for Anthony. All right.
I'm not going to count it down anymore. You guys know how long 5 seconds
Paul is out. Paul said cow.
Wow.
Jack Me Off is out.
Jack Me Off. I miss you. Where have you been? Right. Okay. Number five is a Looney Tunes character.
Ooh.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm going out on this.
All right, I got one.
Oh, wait, I don't know a Looney Tune character.
How do you not know a Looney Tunes character?
You're ready, Cole?
Despicable. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I really don't know any.
Then you're out.
You can't name one Looney Tunes character.
Looney Tunes. I'm trying to think.
Oh, feels like she should be out for this.
That's not fair. I don't know anything. I could probably picture it.
Okay, so picture. Okay,
the old cartoons.
He can't say it. He can't say anything.
Okay. I got it. I think this one is. Okay, go ahead.
TD Freelancer thinks he's out too. Go ahead, Aaron.
The Looney Tunes character is the Tasmanian devil.
No. Oh, okay. I'm still in it then.
Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird. I said Marvin the Martian.
Okay. Is it Roadrunner?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I remember with the legs. All right, I did it. Good.
Does cattle count as cow?
I'm going to say that's cow. You're out.
That's cow. Yeah, TD Freelancer's out. Oh, look at it.
That's a good one.
Me, Mercury, and Neil all picked Marvin the Martian.
Lindy's out again. That's good.
Okay, right. I'll give you 10 seconds for this one. A Meryl Streep movie.
Oh.
Okay, gosh, I got it.
7, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you pick The Devil Wears Prada, you're out.
Ooh. Nope, I'm still in. Yes!
Still in. The I'm River in Wild.
I'm in. Defending your life. Best living ever.
It's complicated.
Nice.
That's one of my favorites.
Lindy's out again. Lindy, you're not that good at this game, Lindy.
No, she just thinks like I do, and there's no shame in that girl.
I was just going to say, Lindy might be Aaron. We don't even know.
Robin is out.
Oh,
wow.
TD Freelancer out again.
Okay.
Feels like we need to get that clip of Kramer. Puts the money down.
I'm out.
Someone said it was like the contest. I don't know who said it, but someone said this is like the contest.
This is six and we're all three still in. I'm nervous. Okay, go ahead.
It's so funny because I think that if Jay Sebs was playing, she'd be like, I don't understand. So she'd be out.
Yeah.
No offense, Jay Sebs. Love you, but you don't like games. All right. Number seven is, or maybe you do. Number seven is a zodiac sign.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Okay. Three, I'm nervous.
Two, one, and Virgo.
Yeah, I'm still in Cancer, baby.
Aquarius.
Leo. In.
Okay.
Getting in, looking in the chat. In. Pisces. Let's see who else. Anybody else out? In. Aries. Sophie's Choice. Sybil's a little behind, but that's okay. Debbie, Aquarius. What was it again? Oh, Virgo, or he said. If you said Virgo, if you thought Virgo, you are out. All right, got a lot of ins in the chat. Okay.
Sorry, I'm having a touch of remorse because I made fun of J-Sabs, and we all know it's not okay to make fun of anything anymore because we just discussed that you can't make fun of anything. So sorry, J-Sabs, you know I love you. Okay, number eight is a fruit.
Any fruit. Okay.
Three, two, one. If you said pineapple, you're out.
I'm still in. Yes. Strawberry, baby.
In orange.
I went for apple. I felt like I was writing my own death warrant. Go ahead.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Apple's the obvious choice.
No, I thought strawberry was going to be. I was like, wait, should I not? And then I'm like, no, Strawberry.
See, I feel like that was an getting errand moment, going pineapple, because people might think, oh, pineapple's safe.
All right, right, right.
Never
right,
gonna
right.
say this.
All is right. anyone out from that?
No, in grape, banana, in fig, in. I matched cuddle, says Lindy. In mango.
A twist in the Lindy plot. She matched cuddle.
We're still in Lindy.
That's one for Lindy.
Okay. Number nine, an internal organ.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. This is going to be tough. Someone's going to get out on the, yeah, like we're going to get out on this one.
Three, two, one. If you said liver, you're out.
Nope. Gallbladder. Yes. Oh,
I unplugged my headset. Hang on.
That's interesting because I wrote colon.
That's because you need a colonoscopy.
Yes.
There you go.
I thought you would have gone colon because you would have assumed that most of us idiots would have said colon.
I thought my first thought was liver. Very first thought. And then I went, no. And then I said bladder. So I'm in.
All right. I think we need to start making people write shit down. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, Laura L. is out. Brain in. The Neil Taylor in. Kidney says Mercury. Rhonda's in. Debbie's in. Kidney. Nicole, crud. I said liver. Out.
Tough.
Kaylin said kidney. Justice in. Heart. Sybil says buffering in grape.
Buffering.
All right, Aaron, we're ready for the next one.
All right, number 10 is a flower.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. If you said violet, you're out.
Nope. Calla lily.
Dogwood.
Nice. I said what? Tulip.
Oh, tulip season's coming.
That's good.
I feel like tulips, it's like a week. You get like a week of
it
nice
is.
Tulips.
It's not long.
Okay, I'm going to start squeezing you.
Uh-oh.
The squeezing. Number 11 is one of the six Friends characters.
Oh,
one
boy.
Of the six, baby.
Ooh.
Here we go. This could weed out a lot of people.
I knew it had to be something that didn't have a lot of choices, because then you got to start getting got it. This is great. This is a great game.
Here we go.
Okay, the Friends character is Joey.
Yes, I picked Phoebe.
Oh man, who? You picked I picked Phoebe too.
You Joey? Too. Yeah.
I picked Who'd Rachel.
Pick? Okay.
All right. Let's see. In the thing, Kaylin says Joey. Who was it? You said Joey.
Yeah, she said Joey.
Joey. So Kaylin is out. Chandler in Janice. I don't think Janice was an option.
Disqualification.
Janice was not an option. Oh my
Janice is like
God.
Doping during the Olympics.
Lindy got Joey again, said Joey. Lindy's out again.
I wrote Chandler Bing. Is that am I safe?
Actually it's Mrs. Chandler
Bing. All right, Aaron, ready for the next one.
Okay, next one's not really a squeeze. A president.
President.
Oh God.
Okay. Are you going with first thought or favorite? What are you going with, Frank? I want a little sideline interview.
It depends on the category, but usually I go first thought and then I change it. As soon as I get whatever my first thought is, I change it to an obscure one.
Are you using the fact that you're married to the MC?
Slightly.
Okay.
It's a little advantage, I think.
Cuddles, how are you coming up with your answers?
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, President.
Okay. If you put Ulysses S. Grant, you're out.
No, Lyndon Johnson.
What did you say?
Lincoln. I was very close. Lincoln. Very close to Grant.
I was going, no. You don't go near Lincoln, Kennedy, any of those. Roosevelt.
Two away. No. Two or three away.
No, but they're popular.
I said Polk.
Ooh.
James right. K. Polk, baby.
Aaron, the one mistake you made was not making these lying sacks of shit write stuff down, because I'm not buying that you thought of Polk.
I said Polk.
All right, and now Lindy might be transgender Anthony. I'm not entirely sure, but she's matching with the entire podcast episode here.
Washington, right, a lot of Washingtons on. And Lincolns one, in the chat. Van Buren, but I'm still out, says Robin. Robin, I think
no
was out from
Grant.
Before.
Not one of you.
No Grants. Rutherford B. Hayes said Bodhi Cheetah.
That's 12, Aaron. I'm having a panic attack for you.
We're going to have a lot of winners. Maybe.
All right. Okay. Now, number 13, if you don't know one, you're out. So no mercy. All right.
Well, I came up with one, so.
No, I'm just saying, number 13, I don't want to hear, oh, I don't know, because I'm not hearing it. It's Friday night. We're having fun. Okay. Number 13 is a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to write the one name I know.
This was.
I know a lot of songs. I just don't know the names.
Well, if you know one of them.
Do your best.
I think I'm out on this one. I think she's got me on this one.
All right.
Okay. If you picked Look What You Made Me Do, you're out.
Nope. Nope. Our song.
All right. You said Blank Space. I said Cardigan.
Anybody out on Look What You Made Me Do?
Let's see. Champagne Problems.
Good one.
Mercury
says
I'm out. Mercury is out. Champagne Problems was Bodhi Cheetah.
Oh, good job. Love that song.
Rhonda said, geez, names out. Christine says, Shake It Off.
Mm, that's a good one. I'll do that one too.
Lindy says, Anti-Hero.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Nice. All good, but Champagne Problems, I should give an extra point to.
Neil says, Shake It Off. In.
Okay, two left. This is one of four. A season.
Uh-oh, here we go. This is going to be rough.
This is tough.
Okay.
Okay, the season is winter.
Oh, oh I think summer. Yes.
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Spring.
Oh. Damn it. I am out.
Okay.
I said
winter. Mr. and Mrs. On Air.
Let's see. Wait. Let's see. Fall in, says Neil. Back in, kind of. Mercury says autumn. Christine says fall. I had to answer, but I'm out again, says Rhonda. Yes, yeah, so if you're out, people who are out are still answering, which is...
That's fine.
It's a friendly game. Sybil is out. Lindy says fall. Dodged a bullet there, Lindy. Debbie says summer. But she got out on Taylor Swift songs. Justice says in fall. Bert says new game? Question mark. Yeah, Bert, you're a little late to the show, but we've started a new game. Mm-hmm. Basically, you got a. Aaron says a topic. We come up with an answer, and if our answer matches Aaron's answer, you're out.
All right, Aaron. This is the last one.
This is the last one.
Okay.
And it is one of four. So don't go wide.
Oh.
And it is one of the four Seinfeld characters. You know which ones I mean. No Newmans.
Four main characters.
Bob Sacamanos, the four main characters.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You guys. All right. The last one is George.
Oh, fuck.
I'm out again.
Oh, God, I'm out. I'm what like, she's going to go for Seinfeld.
Anthony said Elaine.
Great game.
Anthony wins at the last second of the three of us. On
Anthony is last on person standing.
Neil says Elaine. Mercury, Elaine. Christine, Elaine.
Elaine saved a lot of people. Elaine
Robin says Stan the caddy.
What do you think, Stan?
Let's see. Christine, Elaine, Debbie. Nice. Great game. Thank you, says Rhonda.
It's a good game. That's a good game.
Fun one.
I worry.
It's easy
though,
to play again. So
is it? You can come up with this again?
Hell yeah! Have you met me?
I like
There's
that.
There's a million categories.
Yeah, what? A million categories. There's a million categories.
Yeah, but it's tough though. Like fruits and colors, and there's so many answers. The ones that was just four or two or three answers. Those are good.
And what's good is you could pick, you could basically, you could do it with the same topic again, every same subject again. Like if you said fruit in the next one, doesn't mean you picked the same one this time.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
So you just have to just not get the same one she did this time around.
Lindy, her boyfriend watched her jump around the living room.
Maybe.
Good job, Aaron, says Mercury. Neil Taylor says, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I'm sure referring to Anthony, and maybe Neil won as well. TD Freelancer, great game. Thumbs up, 100. Very good job.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Aaron.
You too. Bye.
Great job.
I like this game, Frank, but it desperately needs, whatchamacallit, suspenseful music.
Shit, don't assign me. Yeah, I got to...
Did you just say don't assign me?
Don't assign me music, man. I got to create a song now. All right, we'll be back in a month with a new song.
You know who had great music was that Regis show. What was it? Millionaire. The Heart. Yeah. Dum, dum.
Is that copywritten? Can we use that?
Probably is, yeah.
Damn it. All right, I'll come up with something else.
Yeah, you going to come up with something?
I could try. I'm picturing, I got it. I think I got it. It's already done. It's composed in my head.
Because I was going to say, I could probably find something that we can use, but if you can come up with something, that would be better.
Yeah, I can come up with something. You have to loop. I'm not doing a 10-minute thing for this.
Well, no, because it kind of has to be 5 to 8 seconds, doesn't it? Like,
oh, just like, I thought you meant like to play throughout the whole thing, but like for each category. I see.
Something to play while after she names it.
Not that I wouldn't do a 10-minute song for this, but I just wouldn't do a 10-minute song.
That's true. All right, that's it for us. We'll catch you guys Monday.
No meat, potato salad.
Maybe we should go now.
Go ahead.